Mark chapter 7. And the Pharisees and some of the scribes gathered together to him when they had come from Jerusalem, and had seen that some of his disciples ate bread with common hands, that is, unwashed. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, unless they carefully wash their hands, do not eat, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the marketplace, unless they wash themselves, they do not eat. And there are many other things which they have received to hold, the dipping of cups and pitchers and copper vessels. And the Pharisees and the scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not walk according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with common hands?" And he said to them, "Well has Isaiah prophesied concerning you hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart stays far away from me. But in vain do they worship me, teaching as teachings the commandments of men, while leaving the commandment of God, you hold the tradition of men.'" And he said to them, "You nicely set aside the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and he who speaks evil of father or mother, let him be put to death. But you say, 'If a man says to his father or his mother, whatever you would have profited by me is now korban, that is, a gift to God, allow him to no longer do anything for his father or his mother.' Thus you deprive the word of God of its authority by your tradition, which you have handed down. And many things similar to these you do." And he called the crowd to him again and said to them, "Hear me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside of a man which entering into him can defile him. But the things coming out of a man are the things which defile a man. If anyone has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he entered into a house from the crowd, his disciples questioned him concerning the parable. And he said to them, "Are you also in the same manner without understanding? Do you not understand that everything that enters from outside into a man is not able to defile him? Because it does not enter into his heart, but into the stomach, and goes out into the drain. In saying this, he made all foods clean." And he said, "That which goes out of the man, that defiles the man. For from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil reasonings, fornications, thefts, murders, adulteries, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, blasphemy, arrogance, foolishness. All these wicked things proceed from within and defile the man." And he rose up from there, and went away into the borders of Tyre and Sidon, and entering into a house, he wanted no one to know about it, yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and immediately she came and fell at his feet. Now the woman was a Greek, Syrophoenician by race, and she asked him to cast the demon out of her daughter. And he said to her, "First let the children be satisfied, for it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she answered and said to him, "Yes, Lord, but even the little dogs under the table eat of the little children's crumbs." And he said to her, "Because of this word, go. The demon has gone out of your daughter." And she went away to her house and found the little child lying on the couch and the demon gone out. And again he came out of the borders of Tyre and came through Sidon, to the Sea of Galilee in the midst of the borders of Decapolis. And they brought to him one who was deaf and who spoke with difficulty, and they entreated him to lay his hand on him. And he took him aside from the crowd privately and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he groaned and said to him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And immediately his ears were opened, and the bond on his tongue was released, and he spoke clearly. And he charged them not to tell anyone, but the more he charged them, so much the more they proclaimed it. And they were utterly astounded, saying, He has done all things well. He makes both the deaf hear and the dumb speak.